Thursday morning, August 8th, 2019, Pine Low Camp.
Good morning. I'm in good hands. I'm a big fan of working in teams, and I take some comfort from the fact that when Jesus sent out his disciples, he sent them out two by two. Now, I know there's a whole religion that's called two by two. They made a big deal out of it, but there's a lot to be said for how we can help and protect one another. And in my ministry experience over the years, I've always felt far better when I'm with my wife or with another person from our local church. It just seems like the ministry always goes better when we work in teams. So, and actually, when I think about it, when in the early part of the revival, we often saw two of the brethren came almost all the time. We rarely saw one brethren come to our meetings, and maybe three, but usually two. So, anyways, here we are, the twosome. I would like to pray for a minute and ask God to take over this meeting. So, Father, we just come before you now. And, Lord, we ask that you will take control of this meeting.
Amen.
Mike and I stand here, but we are not in control. We want you to be in control, Lord.
Father. Hallelujah.
And if you need to prompt some direction through us, we want to be available to that. But we want everyone in this gathering here to be led by your Spirit as
yes,
you prompt them, Lord. And so we ask this now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I keep in my Bible in the front. This is a list, and it's a long list of all the things that God tells us to do when we gather together. And a lot of times we fall into what some people call the three songs in a sermon kind of a model. And it works. That's why it's so popular all over the world. But actually, it's actually quite surprising, you know, the wide range of things that the Bible tells us we're supposed to do when we gather together. You know, like not every meeting, but clearly from time to time. And so, like last night, we had a presbytery prophesying over someone, which is always a wonderful thing to see. But that's not the only thing that we do besides three songs and a sermon. So anyways, I'm trying to get you thinking about what it is that the Lord has in mind for the meeting today. So, but I see right here we have a prayer request, and maybe we should deal with it. It says, I would like to request prayer for my and Lenore's grandfather. He recently underwent extensive hip surgery. He was doing well initially, but yesterday started getting progressively worse. He is back on his IV, oxygen, and they have started a something transfusion.
Blood.
There we go. Sorry. That wasn't that hard to say. Please pray for complete healing and a lifting of his spirit. He is feeling unwell and depressed. And that's from Heather Gray, from the church at Grand Junction, Colorado. So why don't we stand and
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Blessed Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we just we lift this man before
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lenore and Heather's grandfather.
Yes, Lord.
And we know, Lord, that you are well able. You are well able, Father, to meet this need.
Yes, Lord.
And we just commit him into your hands. We ask your blessing upon him even right now. We ask, Father, and even and command that your spirit and your life would flow to him.
Amen.
And that you would meet the need, that you would bless him, that you would cause
yes.
this hip to to heal correctly and quickly, and that you would comfort him and help him not to be discouraged. Lord, just bring to his mind your word that says to be strong and courageous, because you will always be there with us, no matter where we are and what we're going through. So we just pray, Father, that your blessing would go forth to him and meet his need.
Yes.
Amen. We ask it in the name of Jesus.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Blessed Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise your name, Lord.
Blessed Jesus.
Lay my life before you.
Speaking with Debbie Medina this morning about Cheryl, and Cheryl's not doing well. They've actually taken her to the hospital in Spokane, and I know we've prayed for her. We've prayed for her twice, but we can still pray again.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, as we lay our lives before you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our heart's desire is that you would be so present in our lives that we would only want to walk with you and to follow you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we know that you are very aware of our sister Cheryl's situation, Father.
Blessed Lord.
I pray that you will just, your Holy Spirit will just minister to her.
Yes.
I pray for wisdom from the doctors, oh Lord, that they would just be able to diagnose quickly what is ailing her, Father. I pray for correct treatment, that she would have relief. Father, I place her in your hands. I pray you'll give strength to Debbie as well as she supports her sister, oh Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Heavenly Hallelujah. Father, as we support our sister today in prayer.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We covet that your Holy Spirit would just hover over them. And we commit her to your care. I pray for peace in that whole situation as well. And thank you, Jesus, that you are always able to do much more abundantly than we can even ask or think. In your holy name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Shepherd, come and lead us, for we help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle shepherd, come to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Stray.
it seems that the Lord is leading us to minister to people that are not well, and we've just received another request that's just come to us, and it's from Ted Book. It says, my wife Rita has colon cancer. Blood tests and CT scans show no cancer markers in her system. Removal surgery will be on Monday, August 12th. Please pray the cancer is contained to the tumor and has not spread. Yours in Christ, Ted for Rita, Church at Lynchburg, Virginia. So we want to, in being led by His Spirit, we want to go wherever the Lord is leading us. Sounds like He's leading us to minister to another need here. So praise His name. Does someone have it on their heart to pray for this situation? Sure.
A few years ago, I was at North Carolina camp, and I woke up in the night, and I prayed for a lady that was having severe neurological problems, and I was praying for the Lord to heal her, and something very unusual happened in that prayer that night. The Lord said to me, she can't be healed right now. This thing is going to do a work, and it's a necessary thing. But He said, I will always hear her prayers. And He said, she should ask the Lord to contain the extent of this disease on her body. And, well, that was a little unusual. And so then I thought, okay. And then another person that had suffered so much came to my heart, and I just started praying for this person. I'm not going to tell you what the Lord said, but the Lord just spoke to my heart, and I thought, oh, and He just revealed. And the reason I'm coming up here this morning is when Brother Book asked that that cancer be contained in that area, I believe there is power and authority in our lives when things want to come upon us and overtake us. Sometimes the Lord wants us to be delivered and healed from it. Sometimes it's a miracle. Sometimes it's a healing. But I believe not anywhere near often enough are we saying, Lord, You put the parameters that it goes this far and no farther. So when Brother Book asked for that, I believe that is exactly what we should ask for.
Amen.
Praise God. Is there a mic floating, and is there someone on their heart to pray for this this need?
Lord.
Praise His name. That was good counsel, Sister Lois. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Just launch out in prayer. The rest of us will join you in the Spirit.
I pray You pour Your love on this lady, like from us, and from this congregation, from You, Lord, that she will feel our prayers right now, even as she's at home or wherever she is, God. I pray that she knows that You love her, and that that You would just cover her, Lord, and drive out the enemy, take away all the chains that the devil has around her and in her. And just, I've just asked, Jesus, that You would surround her with a hedge of protection, that Your holy angels will just cover her right now and drive out the enemy in Your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Blessed Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord.
Father, just continue to give her strength. Give her the energy to fight this. Give her the peace that You have, Lord. Father, I'm blessed to know her. And just want to thank You. Be with the family. Because it's still hard on the family as well. Not just the one going through it, Lord. Father, we know that they have a strong love for You. And we know that they look to You for everything, Lord. We just pray that what Ted said, that it will be contained to that one area, Lord, and will go no further, Lord.
Amen.
And that
Lord.
The surgeons
Hallelujah.
Will be able to remove it completely. Father, we just pray for your love, mercy upon them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father,
Amen.
We just thank you for Rita and Ted and the family, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you and we love you. And we thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. Father, just thank you for your healing hand. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen, Amen Lord. Amen. Amen. So be it.
Hallelujah.
So be it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
So, I should probably testify that 3 years ago I had a cancer diagnosis, and there was prayer that my melanoma would not have got to my lymph system, and on the test that they took, at least the best of their knowledge, that was the case. So I'm thankful, probably stand here today. Reasonably good health because of that constraint. So I thank the Lord for that. I was wondering if we could do something a little bit different. Right? Maybe you can just take your seats for now. And one of the ways that we can minister to these needs for health, for healing, for miraculous things is to go to God about it, and there's different ways to go to God about it. Like we can go with our requests for what we desire Him to do. But one of the things that my mother taught me in her intercessory prayer is to go to God and remind Him about what He's told us already. And that comes from knowing His Word. And there's many scriptures in the Bible that talk about His healing that He has for us. And I just thought it would be a way to minister in the realm of the Spirit to these needs. If people would let the Holy Spirit just speak to your heart about a scripture that you have found to be valuable in this area of believing God and knowing His plan and His purpose for healing. So if you have a scripture, and we've got a mic floating, why don't you just stand up and read it or quote it from memory if you know it. And and when you're ministering the verse of Scripture, let the anointing come on you and realize that you're speaking to those principalities and those powers that try to bring darkness and sickness and disease on God's people. And we sometimes, we like to speak against them with our own words, but it's far more powerful when we're dealing with darkness to speak God's words to that darkness. And that's what Jesus did when He was taken up on and tempted in the wilderness by the devil. He quoted God's word back, and he was defeated. And we can do the same today, I believe, in the realm of the Spirit through what God Amen. Puts on your heart. So just stand up and read or quote. Here's our first one.
Luke 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Him, and He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? As far as we know in the Bible, there's no record of Jesus ever not healing somebody who came to Him for healing.
Exodus 15:26. And God said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee."
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Take over.
John 14 and 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen. I think there's two over on this side.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Psalm 121.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace that passes understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. Jeremiah 29:11.
Amen.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. These are wonderful scriptures. Thank you.
Isaiah 57:18. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. That's Isaiah 57:18.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. This is open to everybody. Young people, children, if you have a verse.
This is 2 Daniel, verses 20 through 22. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals deep and secret things, and he knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells in him.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is in Galatians 5th chapter in the first verse. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And the key word there is again. So often we do become burdened in that yoke of slavery, and God has asked us to let it go and renew ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 32, verse 7. For thou art my hiding place,
and thou wilt preserve me from all trouble. You will compass about me with songs of deliverance.
Amen. Amen.
In Luke 10, when Jesus sent out the 72, he gave them authority to heal the sick and tell them that the kingdom of God was near. And when they came back, they had such joy because they said, "Lord, even the demons submitted to us in your name." And Jesus replied, saying, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you." But he goes further and says, "Do not, but it's more joyous that your names are written in the book of life than you can heal, or that these spirits are in submission to you. Your names are written in the book of life, and that's the most important thing. And we can be praying for these people, and we can be seeing healings, and we can be not seeing healings, but it's more important that we will be have eternal life with Jesus, and that our names are written in the book of life."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have a scripture. It's in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Thus
saith.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Says the Lord. Amen.
"Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, strengthen and protect you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So this is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting verse 53. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass that the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?' The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord."
Amen.
Amen.
This is 2 Corinthians 5, first 8 verses. "For we know that if our earthly house... this tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
James 5:14. Is any one among you sick? That could be any kind of sickness, right? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Amen.
Amen.
And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Trinity is taken away, and your sin is purged.
Amen.
Isaiah 6:7.
Amen. I think that young boy's going to have Isaiah memorized by the time he gets to about 13, maybe. He loves Isaiah.
This is Proverbs 4. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
Yeah.
So that's happening right now.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24.
Joshua 7:7. And Joshua said, Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all? To deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we have been content to dwell on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when the Israelites... What shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do to your great name?
Amen.
This has meant a lot to me because I feel as if there's time in our life where we feel like God brought us to this place for a purpose, but we don't know what it is. God has not brought us here for no reason, for no purpose. He didn't bring us across the Jordan just to be destroyed by the enemy.
Amen.
He brought you here into this point and time in your life for victory, not for defeat.
Amen.
Amen.
He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Zephaniah 3:16 and 17. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing."
We had this above our in our kitchen. It has been an important verse to me all my life and to my mother. I know, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Proverbs 6, or 5 and 6.
Amen.
3, 5 and 6.
Jeremiah 30 and 17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, saith the Lord."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry. That's Romans 8:31.
These are wonderful verses, folks. They're so encouraging. Anybody struggling with healing or issues in their life could just listen to these verses and be blessed. Praise his name. Here's some more. Over here.
Matthew 21:21-22. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what is done to the fig tree, but also if you say to the mountains, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive."
Amen.
"For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, 'Fear not, I will help you.'" It's Isaiah 41:13.
Yes. Amen.
This was the centurion saying to Jesus, "Say the word, and my servant will be healed. Say the word. I know that God is real. For I know I know that God is mighty, and you don't even have to come. Just say the word. My servant will be healed."
That's where I was reading in John 4. Jesus heals the official's son. And the official came to Jesus and he said, "Please come and touch my son." He said, "He's going to die." And Jesus says, "You may go, your son as well. He will live." And Jesus took him at his word. He didn't doubt. He just believed. And he took him at his word and left. And when he was on his way, he met his servants. And the servants had told him, your son is getting better. And they said, well, when did that happen? He said, oh, yesterday at about the seventh hour. And then the father realized that this was when Jesus had said, your son will live. And later on, Jesus went to the healing pool, and there was a man, a paralytic, lying by the pool. And Jesus said, do you want to get well? And he said, the invalid said, I'd love to, but I have no one that will take me into the healing waters. He didn't need to get into the healing waters. Jesus just said, get up and take your mat and walk.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or anger, anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, because of you, we are being put to death all the day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that not even death or life or angels or rulers, things present or things to come, hostile powers, height or depth or any created thing will have power to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Right behind you, Grant, there's
what's the reference?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Romans 35 to the end.
Eight.
Chapter 8. Chapter 8. Yeah, sorry.
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen.
We got time.
This is Matthew 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned to him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
The gap between allows us time to meditate on the verse that we just heard before or think about the verse the Lord's prompting us to say, one or the other.
Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fail with exhaustion. But those who put their trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and will not faint.
Amen. I think right there and then here and then there.
For our anxiety, Philippians, which we all love, 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ's Spirit.
Amen. If you just keep just standing, that helps a little bit just to get to the next person. So don't be afraid to stand, and then we can kind of wind our way with the mic here.
Matthew 17:20, he replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you repeat the reference, please?
John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lots of scriptures on life this morning. Praise his name.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every thought and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
I think that's 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, maybe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Lamentations 3, verse 22. For the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because of his compassions fail. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him.
Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
This verse means a lot to me. Paul in 2 Corinthians talking about the thorn in the flesh. Lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This is important to me because, as Lois was talking about, I believe that God is more than able to deliver us from anything that we struggle with. But for a long time, I felt it was my fault that I was struggling with anxiety or with depression. And I think that sometimes people need to hear, let's discern what the plan for the Lord is for you. Is it to complete a good work in you, that you would continue to learn to keep turning to him? I continue to hope for complete deliverance, and that is the truth. But I also know that his grace has been and will be every day sufficient, and his power is made perfect, and I'm at my best when I'm completely dependent. So just please don't anyone ever feel condemned for weaknesses you have, because Paul was buffeted by Satan, and I cannot really, it could have been physical, but it could have been mental, and he just was so strong in the Lord that he learned to have contentment even in distress, above the distress. That's what I want.
This lady just kept coming to my heart from time to time, and I did not receive authority from the Lord for a time to pray. And one day in my prayer closet, the Lord said to me that I could pray for her to be healed. And I bumped into her. She didn't often come to North Battleford. She was from the States. And we chatted a bit, and I said, because we had chatted before. I'm going to say that. We had chatted before. I said to the Lord when this happened, it was so odd. And I said, well, Lord, I'm sure not going to say anything to that lady unless you 100% set it up. And Wayne and I are not early bird people. And that morning we got up for breakfast at 7. It was so odd. And guess who came and sat down beside me when I went to put my dishes in the tray? Guess who went with me? And then I chatted with her and I told her, I said, you know, I was praying for you in the night. And this is what the Lord said to me. But I said, the Lord wanted you to be sure to know he's hearing your prayers, and you should put parameters that thing doesn't overtake you. So that was fine. I didn't see her for quite a long time, and every now and then she came to my heart. And one day in my prayer closet, the Lord just said to me, you know how he can talk without saying words? He said, you can ask me to heal her now. And I thought, that is great. I was so happy. And I bumped into her at North Battleford, and I told her, because before the news had been that she was going to carry this thing, it was very sad to say. Now I said to her, the Lord has told me that you can be healed. And they had a prayer time where people could come to the front. And I noticed after that prayer time, that neurological thing, her walking was so much better. And I went up to her and I said, so did the Lord heal me? And she said, yes, it did. And that was a neurological problem that plagued her family. That is not us. That is God.
Amen. Amen.
I hope it's okay if I share this. It isn't actually a scripture. But this summer, Mike and I were reading a book that really touched our lives. It's called The Heavenly Man, and it's about a guy from China who suffered a lot of persecution, and it's about the revival that's in China. It was a huge blessing to us. And during this summer, our son went through some pretty significant back issues, and we were praying desperately that he would be healed. And there was a point, we were coming home from North Battleford, and Mike was reading the last, or I wasn't North Battleford, but we were coming home from a vacation. Mike was reading the last chapters of this book. And this man in China had suffered extreme persecution. And there were times throughout his persecution that God delivered him miraculously, where he was like walked out of prison in front of guards. There were times that he suffered the persecution, and it was desperately painful. There were times that God took away the pain when he was being persecuted. God used different ways, but he was always dealing in his life. And toward the end of this book, he said, don't pray that the people in prisons in China will be set free. Pray that God's work would be done. Because he said, if they're set free too soon, the work may not be completed. And the most important thing is that the work be completed. And it completely changed the perspective on how I was praying for our son. I wasn't praying that God would immediately heal him. I was praying that the work would be done in his life. And I think for us, like, it's not that we want to see anybody suffering any longer than they need to, but the most important thing is what Stephanie read, is that our names are written on the book of life. You know, it's like Nancy said, that we learn what God wants us to learn through the tribulations we're facing. And I think as a body of Christ, we can support one another, but we can always know that even when we're going through those trials, God is able to not take us any farther than we can bear.
Amen.
Oh. May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 There's two of them.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Oh, Jeremiah 29:11.
Just two things. Just wanted to say, one of the traveling brethren a number of years ago gave me some wisdom. I always used to say that the Lord gave me this disease for a reason. And he said to me, brethren, he said, no, he didn't give you this disease. He has allowed it for a reason. And it really changed my way of thinking. He has a purpose for this. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'll be healed on this earth or when I'm up in heaven. But it's okay because he has a reason. And that's okay. And he will help me through it. And I just wanted to read this one scripture. It is... Sorry. I got to get rid of the tears. Matthew 12:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 11, I think that was 20. Yeah. Amen. I kind of sense that maybe the Lord is shifting the meeting just a little bit, maybe not a lot, but why don't we just stand for a minute, and if you want to lead that song about say the word and stretch your legs. Don't get too comfortable because the Lord may have something else in mind.
I'd like to find it. I think it's in this book. Does anyone know where that is, or if it is in somewhere?
Most.
Oh yeah, a centurion soldier. It's six in the back. Sure.
Sure. Anytime, always.
Key of F. A centurion soldier came to Jesus one day. My servant is dying. Won't you please come by this way? I know that I'm not worthy for you to do this thing for me. Just say the word and make my servant free. Say the word, my servant will be healed. Say the word, I know that God is real. I know that you're so mighty that you don't even have to come. Just say the word, dear Lord, it will be done. One night upon the ocean, the disciples were afraid. The sea was tossed with tempest, and they had lost their faith. And then upon the water, Jesus calmed the troubled sea and said the word, and he made them all go free. Say the word, my servant will be healed. Say the word, I know that God is real. I know that you're so mighty that you don't even have to come. Just say the word, dear Lord, it will be done.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't this word amazing?
Yes.
Isn't this book just the coolest book you ever saw or heard of? It's such an amazing book. And Tyler's going to come up, but I just love this book. It's the most amazing book ever written. And why is it the most amazing book? Because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it's not the same as some other book. It's absolutely different. I heard a guy recently say, even if you're an atheist, you should read this book. Because there's so much there. There's so much wisdom. There's so much for all of us.
Amen. Can they be seated? Can they be seated?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can be seated.
Way more comfortable.
I probably sit more than I should, too. Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler from Calgary. Some of you might not know me.
This is actually my first time that I recall being in front of the church, so it's a little nerve-wracking. But Mark said that you guys are willing to forgive me if I make mistakes. So, right? Awesome. So I've been taking notes since I got here. It's been a really eye-opening couple days already. I just wanted to share with you a little bit about me. Some of you already know kind of what my family and I have been through in the last few years, and how I really think that God's been speaking to me these last few days, even just before. Well, he's been speaking to me for a long time. I just haven't been listening very well. Let's say that. So we were talking about prophecy last night, and there was prophecy over Ashton, and I thought back to when I was in Saskatoon and Megan and I were prophesied over. And the only thing that I remember from that, I've got it at home all written down, but the only thing that I constantly remember is how I'll be humbled before God. And I've thought over and over and over again that I've been humbled, like, repeatedly. Because some of you, well, you know that I've most of you know I've had a liver transplant, and thank you for everyone that's prayed for me and my family in that time. That faith has been tremendous. That's a faith that I've lacked. I should do better in that area. So one thing that got the tears rolling was when Grant was talking about the ring and how Rebecca found it, and the Lord said that he needed his wife, and I broke down when he said that, and I thought about how much I really needed Megan, especially, like, even just bringing me into the church, going through the liver transplant and everything, because I don't come from a family of faith or from a solid background, and I think that's, first of all, saved my life. And she helped me get through that whole period, as many of you have also, people I haven't met, have been praying for us. So I'm happy to have met lots of you now here at camp. Speaking about the prophecy and being humbled, I found it really interesting when it was quoted Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 3, talking about how God will pull you through water without being overwhelmed, through the fire without being burned. And there's many things that he's pulled me through in the past. You may not know this, but my sister and I bought a house when I was younger, and the foundation basically started collapsing. So we thought the best move would just give it back to the bank, go through foreclosure. And that could have been a real problem. We stopped paying the mortgage. We didn't have any money to fix the house, and I don't even remember how it worked out. We got a lawyer who did the right things for us and ended up doing a quit claim, which is a Saskatchewan thing, I believe, from back in the 30s. Anyways, we got off. We didn't have to pay the mortgage out. There was no foreclosure. There wasn't even a credit hit, and we owed no money on that house. And, you know, at that time, you thank him, and you're really grateful. You're praying through that period, but then those hard parts disappear for a while, and things get easier, and you kind of forget. This has happened. I made some terrible financial decisions with my health deteriorating. There's all these moments in life that he's pulled us through that we prayed for and we thank him, and then it's kind of easier for a moment and we forget. I was talking to Nick about this and how it's easy, and he was talking about the children of Israel. And I'm not well versed in the Bible, but he's saying how, you know, all the miracles that God has performed, and they forget so quickly. And he called them dumb, dumb, dumb. And all I heard him say was, he was saying, "Tyler, you've been dumb, dumb, dumb." And that's exactly how it feels. And so when Wayne was speaking too, he was saying that, you know, some of us might be thinking we're a failure. And that might be true, is what he said. And I thought, yeah, that is so true. Because all these decisions I've made without talking to God, they've all failed. And yet he still pulled me through every time. So it really hit me these last couple days. Before we came to camp on Sunday, Logan was running through the hall, and he fell face first into the wall. Like nothing before, his hands didn't hit or anything. It was just, by all natural means, he should have had a huge goose egg or a cut or something. And Elaine started praying for him right away. And I was doubting that. And I feel so ridiculous now, because within seconds he said, "It doesn't hurt. There was no mark. There's no goose egg. There was nothing." And he was fine. And I was still like stubborn about it. So I am sorry. And I think The whole point of what God's been trying to do after listening to the services and speaking to many of you is that he's trying to maybe, I don't know if I feel right saying this, but trying to fulfill my prophecy. So the whole purpose of what I'm trying to do today is to publicly humble myself and just give God the glory and the credit for all the good things that he's done for us and to try harder and build that relationship going forward from here. So, thank you.
Hallelujah. I love you and we love you and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that song after you've confessed a little bit. But, you know, we get really good at confessing our sins. We're just going to do this all the time and get it all, keep our slate clean. I kind of feel in my heart like if the meeting's kind of already drifting into the direction of maybe more exhortation, possibly. And I didn't know about testimonies. That was more of a testimony, but it was an exhortation as well. So if you've had an exhortation on your heart, please, so you don't need to come up here. You can come up here, of course, and people can see you and hear you, but a lot of times exhortations can be really short. It could be just simply, I exhort everybody here to pray more, or I exhort everybody to read your Bible. You'll be blessed, you know. It doesn't need to be a long thing, but it can be, just like these verses have been relatively short, most of them, they can be a real blessing to the body. And the Bible is one of the things that we are to do, not always, but it's one of the things that we are to do when we gather together is to exhort one another. In fact, the Bible actually teaches us that we're to exhort one another daily. So we need to be, and of course parents are doing this with their kids. Sorry to make you stand for a second, but the parents are doing this with their kids a lot, right? We're constantly exhorting them and admonishing them and so on because we love them, right? We love them so much. We just want them to miss all of the bad stuff in life as much as possible. And so we exhort. But how about exhorting one another? And now exhortation, it can have a little negative aspect to it sometimes. Like it can be stop doing this, you know, stop hitting your brother, you know, stop. But most of the time it can be very encouraging. Like do more of something, you know, play together happily, you know, learn to get along, more on the positive side. So let's be conscious of that. But if the Lord wants to warn us about something, we need to be willing to hear it, right? So if the Lord says something to us that's a little bit getting close to our heart, that's all right too. So anyways, go ahead.
I hope this fits in. So just with what, like, Gwen and Nancy was saying, and Stephanie, we go through things.